ازيك يا دنيا؟ شو دنيا؟ يلا شيء بس يشوف عوك. So there's a discussion in the poskim. If you didn't say yalla v'yavo on Rosh Chodesh, so by Ma'ariv you don't have to repeat, but by Shacharis and Mincha you have to repeat. But what happens if he didn't say yalla v'yavo and he didn't repeat and he davened Musaf already? And then he decides whether he should. Does the fact that he davened Musaf change the halacha of whether he had to repeat Shacharis if he didn't say Yalla V'Yavo? Is there a svar to say that if you davened Musaf, then even if you didn't say Yalla V'Yavo, it's okay in Shacharis?
What did he do in Musaf?
He davened the regular Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And then after he davened Musaf, he wakes up and says, hey, I didn't say Yalla V'Yavo in Shacharis, so we say, so repeat Shacharis. But we say, no, since that you davened Musaf already, you hear it. That's the shot.
One of my friends had that happen. The Rav told him that don't ask me. And he said he was yaitzeh by davening Musaf. He didn't have to repeat it. I know this fact from years ago. I thought it was a very big Rav. But
yes.
Musaf.
So let's see the Gemara here. It says Rav Chiya bar Abba Tzali v'Hadar Tzali. He davened and then he davened Nochamal. Tzali v'Hadar Tzali. Amalei Remizera my time of Imar Hachi. Why do you have to daven again? Ilema Zal Mishum Dolo Kivei Mar Daite, because he didn't have Kavana. That's why you're davening again. There's a person always, before he davens, is supposed to shatz, praise himself. Is he being able to daven with kavana? Then he should daven. If he thinks not, then he shouldn't. So it says can't be the reason. That's the reason. So what's the reason? That you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Shmon Esrei. Maybe that's why you're repeating it. You have to repeat my essay. Maybe it sounds from here that the word is you have to mention Rosh Chodesh one time. So if Shacharis is by Mincha, you didn't say the say by Musaf. So why do you have to repeat? Amalei Lavid Marlov Amar Rav Yochanan Betzibur Shaini. Maybe that's only a din. But see, Borashi, they must see him from the Shomalay Mishas. He can mix this Haskara. In other words, if you're davening with Sibor, then you can hear it from the Shliya Sibor. But the Yachid, then you have to repeat. Ubahag before Shlom Mishas, we should tear from the Sibura of a Yachid Hadar. In other words, he's saying maybe Betzibur Shaini means only the Shliach Tzibur. That if the Shliach Tzibur doesn't say Yalav Yavo, we're not going to make him repeat the Shmon Esrei because it'll be a Tircha the Tzibur. But a Yachid in a Kanami has to repeat. So that's the same. Betzibur Shanu, that the din of repeating is according to.
Not
repeating is Betzibur. Because either because he's going to hear it from the shots, or it's talking about the shots himself. He forgot Yalav Yom doesn't have to be because he'll be a tzircha tzibur. So that it seems that he's going to. But a regular yachid has to repeat because unless he's going to hear from the shliach tzibur. So and tzibur means when he's davening with tzibur. But if he's just davening the yichidus, then he's going to have to repeat. Or but tzibur could be the shliach tzibur. But if you look at the Rashba, it points out it's a doicher. Because the Gemara says that you should omer b'musafid. So if it's a din that you can hear from the Shliach Tzibur, what does it have to do with that he's going to say it in Musaf? He refers to b'tzibur, yochid b'tzibur, b'shushameh. But if that's the case, it should say b'shushameh b'shushameh. But my mission is to give the Pasha Pshat is Tzibur means the den of the Shliach Tzibur. As a Tzibur, all Tfilas have a Sofan of Fanaf. Yochid Hainu Bain Bispal, Yochid Bain Bispal Tzibur. You will also show Yachzer. Okay. Good. Now, there is a tshuva from Ramami Pana. Four. Tshuva.
So, what's that? The Yachid, whether or not either he's davening Yachid, it's all the tzibur.
He'd have to repeat.
He does have to.
Right. But he says, but if he wants to hear from the Chazaras HaShatz, okay, that's Tshuva from Menachem Azariah. He says a fascinating thing here on page 5. He says, Yachid Sheshachach v'lo hiskin kedushas hayom b'tfilas shachris. V'chashe hispala musav chatzah hispala shachris. V'adah tzarech lachzol hispala musav. Tzimah she'ino tadir ma'asha osa osoy. So Yochid forgot to say Yalav Yavo. And then he davened Musaf. And then he repeated Shachris. So he says Musaf is, even though, so at the end, he didn't say Shachris, so now he repeated chakras with Yalav Yavam. So there it comes out that he said Musaf before chakras. So he says, no, that's not a problem. Because even though Tadir Shein told Tadir, but that's not Likuvah. But then he says, Vilav the Mesina. Whenever you say,
He doesn't have this after he's done Musaf.
right, with the Yalav
Yeah.
Yavam. So he says, so maybe, so now he's going to be Yotzei with that. But then it comes out he davened Musaf before Shachris, because the true Shachris is the second Shachris. So this is not a problem. But now he's going to say the Kiddush. That's why he has to have a disclaimer. He loved the Mustafina. and I not be afraid, I would say the following. Oh, who's coming in? Oh. Ilav de Mistafina, we're up to the big Kiddush. Rabbi Fruchter, welcome back. Rabbi Fruchter was in Eretz Yisrael. Shkoyach. Page five. We're going to say you came in for the punchline, okay? Ilav de Mistafina, had I not been afraid, Amina de Omer B'Gemar Hakser Sayachid Shetah, that you don't have to repeat. Elachodim Shispal Musaf. Kevin Shibiyodul Saki Nisakin Lagamri. I mean, in other words, if you daven Shacharis, the Gemara says you don't have to repeat because you can mention it in Musaf.
He says it's not good before he's done with it.
Musaf. So he says, if you didn't daven Musaf yet, you should misakin the shachris. And his pal Musaf heard his kik dushes hayom. Hey, tzarech lachzor his pal shachris. Wow. The long gora the even the yochim in my the shul in the chetchila the rabbin. It was the chetchila by rabbin by the tzibur. They could just daven Musaf. So, but you should do that with chachilah. But the Yevon, that should be just as good. So he says that a chiddush, that if a person forgot Yalav Yovel, and you then daven Musaf, and now he wakes up. Oh, I didn't say Yalav Yovel Shachris. He's yotze. He's yotze with the Musaf. And that takes care of the Yalav
What did you mean here? The law guarantee the in mind that
because no, it was Lechatchila, you should do that. Lechatchila, if you didn't daven yet, if you said Shmona Esrei Shachris, and you didn't say the Yalav Yavo, and you didn't daven Musaf yet, so what should you do? Repeat Shachris. Right?
what is it?
But Tzibur doesn't have to do that. Tzibur can just be Somech on the Musaf. So Tzibur can do that, but a Yachid should only do it in the Evid if he already daven Musaf, then he doesn't repeat Shachris.
How do we know that that's the case for the Tzibur?
The Tzibur L'chatchila, the Gemara says, the Tzibur Shana. Either what you're going to hear from the Tzibur or what's talking about the Shliach Tzibur L'chatchila. If you could just daven Musaf, but a Yochid is not going to do that with Chatzilah. But Tzibur could do that with Chatzilah. But at least Lagabi b'di'evet, it should be the same. B'di'evet of Yochid should be the same thing as the Chatzilah of the Tzibur. So he says.
So he's not learning that Sibyl is the Paliyat Sibyl.
Right. Okay. Right.
Because otherwise his proof doesn't work.
Yeah. Right. So, but if you say that if you're already daven Musaf, then you shouldn't go back in Shachris. So that's a Chiddush. That because L'chora you'd say that the Shachris is still, you didn't say do a Praka Shachris. What's the Musaf? Musaf says the different tefillah. But he says, no, if you forgot Shachris, but you repeat. But if you're already daven Musaf, then don't repeat Shachris. A lot of times, people maybe don't know that it was Rosh Chodesh. And then when they see later davening that there's Leini, there's Musaf, so they daven Musaf. And now they say, hey, but I never said Yalav and Shachris. So the Ramami Panos says a Chiddush. You don't have to go back because you don't say the Yalav Yovo with davening Musaf.
If you forget Shachar's and Musa.
If you forget Shachar, what? You forget
You
Yalav
left the shul room,
Well, what'd you do? What'd you do?
It
You forget?
was for you, y'all have all chakras and muscles. But
Well,
Muslim
Musaf
culture is not allowed to.
is a whole different Musaf.
So I understand the one reason that he said Kedusha Tayom in Musaf, right? That's one reason.
So he mentioned,
Right.
so
But
that
why?
takes the place of Yalav.
Yeah, but why? What is the logic that the Yachid shouldn't be any worse off than the Rabbim?
In other words, because we don't want to make too much of a distinction. So if something is good but tzibur, l'chatchila, we're not going to do, say, by a yochid, it's not l'chatchila, but it's not, to say that it's not even good but the bedi'eved will be too much of an extreme. So we're going to say, if we want to say a chilek but yochid and tzibur, we'll say one
Say it's
notch.
only one notch. Okay.
Okay.
You wouldn't necessarily leave it Mara that way.
Yeah. Right. If you look at the Knesset HaGedolah here on page 7, it says, Lomar was in this little Amar Hamasin, Stapati Mishotom. I'm always killed short stories. Lo Nizkar Ad Sheyispal Musaf. Yitzarach lachzor l'spal. Or im nifta betfilis musaf. Yiskabdi de ein tzarach lachzor l'spal. Uvarach shakar nifta betfilis musaf. V'chein haresi. Halacha l'maisa v'shamati yashachach ma'asholem ma'arein ha'rav Yosef yishkapo. Horat shetzarach lachzor. V'lo shamati tamo v'shun bol yadi shuva tzarama mipanu. Because of yachin shashachach v'lo yitzki gnushas hayom betfilis shashachach shpal musaf. We love the Mustafina, we the law of Malachi is a Yahish at all of a Bishish of Fils Musaf, a Lakonjus poem, right? That's the Kavitch. We are the Lusaki, the Sakil Gamma, Rakim Spal Musaf, or his kid Lusha Hayom, it's a Lachs and Spal Shachos, the Lord, the Evil Yahid, right? That's the same motion. He's saying, even though he only said halacha, he thinks even lamaisa, lo yehel safik, he maksum in a safik. Or he says, you should go back. So let's see how it's brought
So
down.
He's added another element of suffix.
Well, what's sorry, what the din is.
And therefore, don't go back because it's a Sunday.
Yeah.
So there's a whole night.
Why not? So let's see Shulchan Aruch on page 8. State in Shulchan Aruch. So Malcolm Shayachit Chose Mispalel, Shlech Tzibur Chose Mispalel. In talking most of Shem Spal Mekol Rab Chutz B'Shachar Shal Rosh Chodesh. Shem Shachach Shlech Tzibah V'lo Hizkiyah Yalav Yavo At Shehishnim Tzilosu Ein Machzir Sam Bnei Atarach HaTzibah Shre Tzilah Sam Musofim Lufanav Shum Askiyah Bar Rosh Chodesh. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes, that if a Shlech Tzibah by Shachar doesn't say Yalav Yavo, so he doesn't have to go back. So Tzirch and the Tzibur. So he says, well, David Musaf will say Rosh Chodesh there. And when Musaf can call the Shehish from Tfiloso, but if he remembers before he finishes the Shemana Esrei, then he can just go back to Ritzay. But if he finished all the Shemana Esrei, now he's going to have to do another Shlich.
So he passed what's said as the Ramah Tam.
No.
He says,
we have Tzibur. So Rabbi Amipan is talking about a Yachid. No, so he's saying.
Well, he says, because.
But that's only because it's a Tircha de Tzibur. So he says only by the Shliach Tzibur.
The Ramban says the same thing also.
No, but the Ramban Tana says even a Yachid.
He said even a Yachid. No, he said a Yachid.
If a Yachid, not the Shliach, there's no Tzibur.
He didn't daven in the Musaf. He has to daven again.
Right, but if he did daven in the Musaf, he won't have to. If he's having the Musaf, he won't have to. Ramban Tana says he doesn't say that. He says only by the Shliach Tzibur. But only if the Shliach Tzibur doesn't daven the Alav Yavo in Shachris, he doesn't have to repeat. Because he's going to say it in Musaf. Now, Mami Pana's word is talking about a Yachid, that if a Yachid already.
But he's saying the same concept.
Musaf, he doesn't have to.
He's using the same concept. Because he's saying if it wouldn't be Yachid with Musaf, even if it would be a Tiflis word, we'd have to do it. He's saying because.
Yes, so then you can be so. Right, the gabi that nakuda, but lemaisa, if Beis Yosef would ask, what would be the din?
It would be definitely.
Yeah,
you have to go back.
You have to go back, even if you're down Musaf.
Right.
Even if you're down Musaf.
Those are the same.
Chaber says that the Shliach Tzibur doesn't have to go back because he knows he's going to daven Musaf. But look at the Magen, but the Magen Avraham quotes the Ram Avipanu. I don't know, did the Beis Yosef even have a Ram Avipanu? I don't know if he even had a Ram Avipanu. Does he have a quote? Yeah. I should write a Shtickel Torah on that. Well, I wrote a piece on which we should, it's a whole discussion, which we showing them the Beis Yosef had, which we're showing them. I don't recall the Beis Yosef ever quoting the Ram Avipanu.
Probably 20 years after
the reason. He was after? Oh, so that makes it. He had to check the dates. Where did Ramami Panu live? What did Ramami Panu?
Hometown.
No? Somebody else's phone? The other phone? Well, when did Ramami Panu live? And what were the Beis Yosef years?
Remember, I just looked it up. He lived from 1548 to 1620. The Maram Mifano.
Yeah.
And the Beis Yosef.
Beis Yosef.
That's around 1550.
1488 to 1575. So they were contemporaries.
Yes.
He just said it went to the 1600s.
What?
Did they just say went into the 1600s?
Say again, the Ramami Panu was from.
One second. The Ramami Panu was 15. He was born in 1548, died 1620.
Right.
And the Beis Yosef.
The Pambe writes around.
The sea was in Yulin.
And the
Beis Yosef was born in 1488. And died in 1574. So there was only a little. I don't know if he was considered a Pisic. He would have been about 30 years old when the Beis Yosef died.
He was 30. So he probably didn't have it.
Yeah, no.
No, he never. I never. What can we call the Beis Yosef quoting the Ramami Panu? So he doesn't. He doesn't quote, but the Magen Avraham quotes it. He says that. That you could be out to say with Musaf.
What's that say? 1563.
Published
to
views like. So, says the Magen Avraham, the Nachum of Maisa Lois Shalois Paul, the Leo Suffolk. And it says that if he's already down Musaf, don't.
He picks up the suffix.
And he says, the Lonoch. The Lonoch of the Master Shaloy is Paul, the Loy Hey Ella Suffolk. It's the Knesset of Gedolah.
So the Yoch shouldn't daven again?
If he already said Musaf, he shouldn't daven. It's another Shabbos. It was, he said, Shachris of Yachid. And he does Musaf. So Ramami Pan says he's Yaitse. So the Magen Avraham says, I agree. You shouldn't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.
Only after.
Yeah. Only after before. So. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. Let's see what the Alter Rebbe says on page 10. Dr. Alter Rebbe on page 10. Malcolm Shay Yochin Fosim Spal, Shlech Tzim Fosim Spal. Talk to Moshe. Usually, the halacha of the Yachid and Shlech Tzibur are the same if they made a mistake. Except for Shachris Shalosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Yontif. Shim Tosh Shlech Tzibur, or Hiskel Shalosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Yontif, Eim Achzir, or Sob Neitar HaTzibur. Shrei Tfilas HaMusaf and Lufanav, Shim Askim Ba Shalosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Yontif. Fu Shalosh Nizkar, Ad Shehishlim Tfilaso, Shedinu Lachso Lerosh Chodesh. יש בזה תור חציב, אבל נזכר קודם שיש לי תפילוסו, או זה לעבוד. ואילו ראש חודש, או ברוך המצוי של שם, עוצים בכל כך, נזכר אפילו אחר שיש לי תפילוסו, צריך לעזר, אבל מי שם תפילוסו לפונות, נפלו, לא חוזר, אחר שספל מוסוף, אין צריך שוב לעצור לספל, שחר שאין לך מלכתיר לדברם. So he says, like the Ramami Pan, yeah, that if they daven Musaf, if you didn't daven, if you forgot Yalav Yovel Beshachris, so repeat. But if you didn't realize till after you daven Musaf, then you can rely on the Ramami Pan, like Yotze with the Musaf. That's what he says.
They says it says you should Yochid should be. Yochid, even after you don't die as a Muslim.
The Yochid David
Muslim
Musaf. So what would they say so say? He says
what did
you say about him? He only says about Tzibur, right?
So you were deduced from that that different from a Yachid because there's no Tirkha to Tzibur.
Yes, yeah.
No.
And a Yachid should
know before Musaf,
for sure. After Musaf, let's see what he says. Yes, Mashma that he has to go back. Ashton says he has to go back. Because the only one who says it doesn't go back is the Ramah.
Since
it's
about still doesn't have to go,
he could go, he had the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham goes to Ramah Mipanu. So the Alter Rebbe.
What happened? If you down, it doesn't say. What happened to the Yochid Talmud? He forgot. He forgot Talmud.
Has to repeat, has to go back. Yeah, but he has the other way either. So Pashtus is
the question of the whole. Is only asking whether you're allowed to go ahead and down.
So to make sense.
Is practically, and here
right.
He's not saying, he's not talking about
it. The
question.
He's not talking about
that. He has to be. But Mahabad never heard of anyone to say that the Yachid.
Forget about
it.
He knows about
the Yachid.
What is he
passing? If you
asked the Beis Yosef
what you should do, he said,
after
Yachid. After Yachid. You should repeat Shema Esrei. Because the Gemara only said it's a holy heter by Tzibur. Tzibur Shana.
Maybe he also liked it. He didn't see it. Unless maybe he's also liked it.
Because then he would have written it.
But also because it's all action from the form.
Well.
It's only, it says because of Tirkut Tzibur, take away Tirkut the Tzibur, I for Yachid, he has to
remember. No, because that's the question.
But also, Musa, first part,
actually, he's and when this comes, he's
put in Shishlin.
Yeah, he's in, yeah.
No,
he's in this. He finished the Shmon Esrei.
Yeah,
that's still Shah. He's the Alter Rebbe, he knew the Magen Avraham. The Alter Rebbe had the Magen Avraham. Yeah, so he quotes the Rambam Mipan that if you're ready, Davin. Alter Rebbe quotes
this is before.
And what does it say in Halachas Ketanis, on page 18? If I am a spell of Shoyle, I talk to Shoyle, which means came last. He doesn't remember. And then he writes, and this happened to me also. My Shira, two lines to the bottom. All of us, Ira Lebonim. And he came. Page 19, the line at the top. And he came. And Galusi said, Pamachas, Amati, Besophic Zay. He's Kimei of Yom. Lohaya, page 20. Lohaya, Biyadi, Lachso, Shalom Lachso. So I didn't know what to do. Sof Kosof, Niftarti, Betfilos, Abusof, Kamor. So I was I forgot. Did I say Yahweh or didn't I? So I was just Yotzi Musaf.
Are you saying the Tilly
in Mokum Suffolk. Taka Shalak Lavia Seva Gordon, the Gordon Mokresses Gadoilo. Matasi Shaka Mutari Lina Dina Savazak, Shaneka Tazer Mishar, Miskanan, Milsa Sham, Kavan Dika Plukta, Yishmoka Brush, Moimar Sheva Tasa Shiny, Velo Yaksar. Mihatova Yashu Shiasu is Palm Matos Nadova. The market is among a few below. So he says, so called sof, the first line, if tarti betfilas musa mechabur. The Gadol says it's machlokes, shein al tasa, v'lo yachsa. Mi hatova yashu, she yachsa, he's probably towards the dove. In other words, you shouldn't. Or as say, because it's a machlokes.
Is that the halachot kamok saying? Yachsa be parel the Torah.
Yeah. Mi hatova yashu, yachsa, he's probably towards the dove.
Why is it an aveira to Musaf first?
What?
Why is it an aveira? If you come to shul and they're praying Musaf, doesn't it make more sense for you to pray Musaf with them, even though you didn't do shachar?
Where are you reading? Where are you reading?
No, he mentioned that it's an aveira.
What's an aveira? Where did the
Imavar? Imavar. He says that if you did the aveira and prayed Musaf.
Where is aveira? No. Where? What line are you reading?
Oh, I think that was on the previous page in the big letters.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'm just saying, asking in general, that I know you're not supposed to pray Musaf before Shacharit, even if you come to Shul and they're praying Musaf.
Okay. Let's see, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin also speaks about this on page 22. It says, Mogad Avram Hetik Mikinesis Hagdol, Kosa Ramabi Chuva, the Ramabi Pan, who loved the Mustavina, Yisi Omer, Yachish Olesi Rosh Chodesh, in its surf, Shuva's power. We need to know how much of the Lord Yehel is. He says, if Safik is Kishol Shkoidish, Kaimel on the Choyzer.
So that's a Chiyuv, or that's an option?
So then he says in the bottom paragraph, he says, Achaz man Ram, well, he only say for Allah's Ketanis, he says, Shomech Aras from Ramah. He passes by Ramah, he finally loves Ramah, who fell over, he might take any Ram, well, you also see him, he's a man, 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 okay, that's something else. But, okay, so that's the shaila. Should we pass him like the Ramah? Or should we not pass the Ramah like the Ramah? Now, in the state of Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shechta has a word from Rav Salavechik. The Chiddush, let's see what it is, on page
27.
Yeah. We closed the discussion of Ramami Panu. So Rav Salvation said the Pshan and Ramami Panu. First he thought like this on page 27. We are Indians as Martin Ford Moreno Salvation. So all of Hakdin and the Chodas that's caused me Mara, anybody cares with Tfila. It's not part of the Shemoneh Esrei, because if it was, then how can you be Yotzei with a different Shemoneh Esrei? Because how can you be Yotzei? You didn't say Yalav Yom and Shachris, you're going to be Yotzei with Muslims. It's a different tefillah. So it must be that there was not a choiva.
You mean it's a failure from the tefillah. If you
didn't do it, then wasn't it going to help when you daven another Shemoneh Esrei? It's a different thing.
That's
really what it is. Yes, so what's the word? The word is that he says like this. Must be the Lochiv, top line of page 28, top right. Lochiv, so he says from our salvation, Lochiv, Chacham, Lohaske, Mein, Amora, El Pam, Bechol, Echem, Gimel, Zman, Ha'atfil. Whereas in the Zman Shachmas, you should mention Rosh Chodesh one time at least. Zman, so if you think of salvation, if you davening, Man, the Yotze with the Musaf, or Rosh Chodesh. There was Mele Intel Else Klal Mashi spell Shachris. Why should you daven Shachris again? Because you Yotze the Chodesh Satfil. You weren't Yotze the main Amora, and the main Amora can be Yotze with Musaf.
It's not a din.
Right, that did that you weren't going to say the Shmoneh, so you'll say that's Karas Main Amora. Right, it's feel you were Yotze. So you were supposed to say Yaviyavo. So that maybe you could say with the with Musaf, if you dive any Musaf, Bizman Shachris. So then he says a Chiddush. He says like this. He says, "I'm actually so that page 28. Lomid b'shochech yal v'yad b'shachmes v'chazav b'spal all upon tefilas shmoneh esrei b'chadei l'kayim chovis haskaras mein amora b'oz man ma'iz shad." But the persons were going to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, and then he's going to daven Musaf anyway. So what's the point? And even the Ramami Panu only said it if you already finished daven Musaf, and then you remind yourself. But even the Ramami Panu's Moida, that before Musaf, you remembered, he doesn't. So daven Musaf, don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. No. But he thinks, but what do you accomplish if Shmoneh Esrei have Musaf? So what did you accomplish?
So the key thing with the Rov is you have to mention it once in each time period,
right?
For each figure. So then how does he explain the Gemara in Brachot? If he forgets Arvit, he says it in Shachrit. If he forgets in Shachrit, he says it in Musaf, etc. According to him, each segment requires it.
Right.
So how can Mincha take care of Shachris or Shachris take care of Arvit or whatever?
He wrote the Losh. Well, in the end, the Gemara says that's only Betzibur. That's only. But it says. So is it. So he wants to say like this.
Wait, so with so.
One second. Variation of Mashiach is Paral Shachris Pam Shni Mishim Bracha Levatol. Right? Because it's going to be a Bracha Levatol if you're going to repeat Shachris. Because you were Yoyte already.
Even if it's been a Drapa.
Time on the spot. Oh. He says maybe the idea that you're repeating Shachris is like in a dog, because still, Lechatchila, you should be Mekayim Chovis Haskaras Mein Amora in the Shin Shachris. So maybe, was the question is, Rabbi Pan would say, before most of the peach offers.
Maybe this whole thing is because it's a suffix.
Maybe the, but the case of the the case of the Rabbi Pan wasn't a suffix. Rabbi's Gedolos was a suffix. Yeah. So he says, so he said, the word of saying a second chakras, even though you're going to daven, Rambam kind of says you say a second chakras before Musaf, say a second chakras, but then what are you gaining? So he says, well, the second chakras will be like Mataris Nadava, because L'chatchila, you should be Yotze Yalav Yavo in the Shemar Esrei. So he says that Rav Chaim Brisker said, so much, because we don't have so much kavana. We don't have so kavana, so we don't have so much kavana. So we don't do the nedavos. So the meila, he wants to say a chiddush. His man is there. She'ein benageinu bechlal ispal tefilas nedava. So if you forget he says that even though the verse is only did the shots, even a yachid, the chatchila should just have musaf. Because the only reason of repeating shachris before musaf is because it's chatchila, it's better to be yotzei in shachris if for the shachris. But that's, and the word is, you're saying it with Torah's Nadava, because you're going to be Yotzi anyway in Musaf. So that's what he's saying. Rav Soloveitchik thought that's the Pshat, because he's saying, he's saying like this, look, saying like, what's the point of saying a second chakras to be Yotzi Yala V'yavo, if anyway, 10 minutes later, you're going to daven Musaf, and you're going to be Yotzi Yala V'yavo with the Musaf?
Down the
way it was in the oh. Right. So he thought that that was only a din l'chatchila. That's only a din l'chatchila. Yeah, that's how he's learning. So therefore, he says the pshat is you should have kavana, but really, mikar din, you can be yotzei with musaf. Elowat, l'chatchila should do this. So l'chatchila have in mind that it should be in a dove. So he says, so and then you'll have in mind the second chakra is the Dava, because you be Yavo that has made more, you'll be Yotzei Musaf. But today we have Davis, so therefore just Dav Musaf and forget the second chakra beforehand. If you didn't Dav Musaf yet. So the Rambam says, if you didn't daven Musaf yet, daven another shachris. He's saying that other shachris is only is that it's really b'toras nedava. So therefore, because you're going to be yotzei with Musaf anyway, so have in mind toras nedava. But today we don't do nedava. So then just l'chatchila daven Musaf, and then you'll be yotzei the alavi.
This is not in Yobo line with the
Musaf. If you're doing this, it's not Shachris.
This is not says, in line
Shabbat
with the
Zubot was having his Rav Shusheim. Did you know Rav Shusheim?
Yeah.
And Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Shabbat came to Shem Rebbeinu Sheyichya. As I said that in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, this cheshbon.
You look up to the Haggadah. Brisky has a little stinger,
but okay. What's your question?
Question is the whole concept of Logara Yachi Bedievit. You can say that you really can't learn from the Shliach Tzibur because Shliach Tzibur may have said Yalav Yavo Belachash. So how are you learning? How are we learning about a Yachid who didn't say it at all versus a Shliach Tzibur? Who's to say Shliach Tzibur didn't say Yalav Yavo Belachash and he just forgot it in the Chazar?
Uh-huh. The question is, you have to, okay, yeah.
And then we're not mocking him because it's a tirchei dibura.
Right, but he already was a yotzi.
Yeah, but you're a yotzi. Let's say it.
Okay.
This
yeah.
way,
okay. It's an interesting discussion. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, no, this way that Rav Soloveitchik holds, is this adopted by a lot of mainstream people? Because I know it's definitely not.
No, it's not adopted by many. It's not to the like Rabbi Sobolovsky said from Rav Rubenstein. Can we have those? It wouldn't paskin that way.
Don't paskin that way.
Most people don't paskin that way.
Right.
I mean, they at least follow the Ramah Mipanu, who's the Magen Avraham goes to the Ramah Mipanu. So if right. if you remember before Musaf, but sometimes maybe you didn't remember until after you have a Musaf. So then there's what to say to Ramah Mipanu, and you don't have to repeat Shachris with your Simen Musaf.
Oh, I see. So if you haven't daven, if you've already daven Musaf. You have on what to rely to not have to do chakras again or to do 2 minutes.
But if you remember later. That you didn't say it before chakras, so then the Ramami Panu said repeat. But Rav Soloveitchik saying from Rav Chaim, his grandfather, that he saw thought that it's only pertains to the dover that you're repeating, because and therefore, but man said we don't do the dovers, so then just go straight to Muslim. If you forgot, you'll be out to the Al Yovo with saying Rosh Chodesh in the bus. Okay. It is what it is. There's a lot of Piskei Dinim from the Ramah Mipanu. In general, I should write a whole thing with all the Piskei Dinim of the Ramah Mipanu. The Shach and Yerodea quotes the Ramah Mipanu. It's quotes. And then he wrote another. Called the Alfasi Zuta. He wrote the Samasar Moros, Kabbalah, Rukumu.
Have a beard
is a question. Chassam Seifer says that he didn't have a beard. Yeah, but then if some want to say that it's a forgery in the Chassam Seifer, it's a whole discussion. Somebody maybe say he had a Spitz. It's a whole discussion. Because he was a Makubal.
Rabbi, does Musaf allow you to eat? You know, like if you the Shimon Asri of Musaf, like, you know, because I know like you can't eat before you daven Shacharis, but if let's say you didn't say Yalav Yavo in Shacharis, then you daven to Musaf, and then it's too late to daven Shacharis, you don't have to wait till Mincha to eat, right? The Shmon Asri from Musaf allows a person to eat, right?
To eat.
Meaning you're considered to have davened already, and it's not considered eating before davening if you've already davened the Shmon Asri of Musaf, right?
There's a lo sochlo adam, and that's only before shachris. And then there's another din of not having a suda kvua before you daven, but that's a whole different topic.
No, but I'm saying if you find out that your shacharis was missing something, you know, was missing Yalav Yavo or something, but it's too, you don't have to wait till Mincha, right?
Well, you should repeat the Shmuel Esrei. If you're not repeating, maybe, you know, you still probably would violate Lo Sochlo Adam.
So if you wake up at 1 o'clock, or you just didn't daven, now you're allowed to eat because it only applies to shacharit.
Oh, really? Good.
I know that.
Good. Yeah. Wawa. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yeah. I. You just said that Lo Tochlo only applies to Shacharit. Suppose you either you didn't daven Shacharit or you woke up at 1 p.m. Now you can eat. Now you can eat. You haven't broken
you
a Lo Tochlo.
If you didn't daven, you have to daven before you eat.
So that's still Lo Tochlo, even though in that case the first davening is the mincha.
Yeah, because you didn't daven Shacharit. So you have to come something. Okay.
Rabbi, just one thing. This whole Indian, this is only Lagabe Rosh Chodesh, even that's a Chol Moed.
Okay, maybe it's all my too. Oh, okay. Maybe it's all my too. Okay, back to Einstein. You hear that, Einstein? Back to Einstein? All right, okay.
I think we might have a problem here.
What do you want to switch? You want to send Joe yours? There was.